This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Vince DiBattista. Vince is the president of a couple of the hospitals, one or two of the hospitals in the Hartford Healthcare System. The Hartford Healthcare System is one of these magnificent systems that evolved in the last 10, 20 years to merge together and grow. And really this magnificent customer-centric focus. It's become a great system. And thrilled to get a chance to talk to Vince today about his role, the hospitals he runs, thoughts and leadership, and a little bit more. Vince, can I get you to take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Scott, and thanks for having me. So I'm a senior vice president with Hartford Healthcare. We're a seven hospital system right now, mainly in Connecticut. As of the last year and a half, took over the role as president of St. Vincent's Medical Center. It's a 477-bed hospital in Fairfield County, which is our most recent addition to the system. We acquired the hospital from another health system. And I also serve as president for the region. So that would include all ambulatory development as well. Interesting enough, I've been in healthcare for 33 years, and St. V's is my first hospital position. I've done everything from finance to physician group management to ambulatory development. And so this was a new challenge for me at this point.
So magnificent. I've had a chance to watch the system evolve through Elliot Joseph as CEO and then Jeff Flats as CEO. It's been great to watch the Hartford Healthcare system come together. Talk about the hospital that you operate now, that you're president of, the region, and maybe a couple points of pride in that hospital.
Sure. So St. Vincent's is like I said, the latest addition. It's the only Catholic hospital in the system. And I would say, the 18 months that I've been at the helm, and I look back now, my points of pride really are how we handle and address COVID. Our staff and physician really just rose to the top. Being just north of New York in Fairfield County, we were, in an original hotspot. And at the peak, we had 145 COVID positive patients in-house. That was 65% of our census. We had to open four new ICUs, but as part of Hartford Healthcare, we never lacked in PPE, ventilators. We were able to pull staffing from other hospitals. And most importantly, we had the brain power. So that was probably number one. Second is, we pride ourselves on the mission-driven persona of St. V's. The hospital was built in 1903, and while COVID has impacted us, we devoted a lot of our community mission to food drives as well as testing centers. And now we're deep into the vaccination business. And then finally, despite COVID this past year, we added over 200 new providers. And, because of our reputation as a physician-driven culture, we had really no problems in recruiting top-notch physicians, even during that pandemic era. So I would give those three items as my biggest point of pride.
So magnificent handling of COVID, great staff, great physician staff, great clinical staff, worked through a lot of that. The recruiting of additional providers during this period of time, not easy to do. They had 200 providers during a period of time of such disruption. And then never falling short on PPE and working hard on vaccinations and a lot more. Vince, take a second. You've been in healthcare for 33 years. Talk a little bit about, what surprised you over the last 33 years? Think for a moment about what sort of surprised you in healthcare, if anything, over the last 30 plus years?
That nothing ever goes away. I think we just recycle ideas. It's interesting. When I first got into healthcare in the 80s, that's when HMOs were becoming vogue, and the idea of capitation. Now, 30-some years later, we're calling it population health. And but again, the same concept of focusing the care around the patient, anticipating wellness and prevention, but then obviously being able to provide the concierge-like approach. So I think that part hasn't surprised me over this time. What has surprised me, and from my work in managing physician practices as well as now as a hospital president, is the lack of focus I think hospital administrators give on physician relationship. I think one of our successes for Hartford Healthcare these past 6 years since I've been there has been able to draw on physicians, many from other prominent hospitals in the area that just felt that they weren't getting what they wanted out of their career, and have found it with the type of culture we've built at the Hartford Healthcare. And so surprising, but it was an opportunity for us to take advantage of that.
And talk for a moment about people trying to have remarkable careers, and you've been at this now for quite some time. What advice do you give people trying to have great careers in healthcare or generally? What piece of advice would you give people?
Well, I think, the baseline is you got to have integrity and trust. If you don't have that, you really have nothing. And so I would not underestimate, that value. I'd say once you get into a senior leadership position, you always got to be mentoring staff. And even as you identify and start putting physicians more in leadership roles, no one's born to be a leader. It really takes a lot of work, and I think it's also working with the physician leaders to continue to develop them. Focus on continuous improvement. You're never going to get everything perfect the first time, and so you have to be committed to continuing to evolve, reassess your practices, and continue to build on a quality and patient focus. And then finally, what's been successful for me at least is if you're in the hospital business, you have to build solid physician relationships and understand physicians as partners and give them an equal say at the table. I think those attributes have not failed me over this over my career.
And as you look at this year, you took over leadership of this hospital 18 months ago or so, a huge hospital, I think one of the largest in the system. What are you excited about this year? What do you wake up and say, it's been an exciting time, and here's what I'm excited about going forward?
Well, we put a lot of parts together. Now it's building that into, a functional system. And so taking the talent, both on a physician side as well as nurses, et cetera, and really advancing our clinical programs. We're really excited. We built a collaboration with three of the area orthopedic groups into our Connecticut Orthopedic Institute, where it's really a hospital within a hospital focus. It's providing concierge service to the patient from the time they register to the time that they leave, and even the post-op care. Our neurosciences, we just added during this time period, five new neurosurgeons, and really look to build that as a premier center in the area. Oncology, likewise, we want to be a destination center for cancer care, and I think have added a lot in that regards. St. Vith has had traditionally a strong heart and vascular program, very strong physicians, very broad depth. We are the second hospital outside of Hartford Hospital to provide cardiac surgery, and so it's a great opportunity to build that program. So I'd say taking those services as well as looking to expand our ambulatory presence. When we took over St. V's, pretty much a community hospital. We want to make it a tertiary destination center. In order to do that, aside from just the physician talent, we have to expand our catchment area. And so, you know, unscientifically, I drew a 20-mile radius around our hospital in Bridgeport and said, this is where we have to be. And so now we have major ambulatory expansion in various markets in order to bring care as close to our patients as possible. And finally, really, it's just, you know, now that we're getting out of, you know, COVID part two, it's, you know, reemerging and allowing the staff to take a breather, but then focusing on, you know, still our community obligation and vaccinations and, you know, back to wellness and prevention.
Well, magnificent. Vince, what's fascinating to me is if you looked at hospital strategy for the last 10, 15 years, for so many hospitals, it was being great in orthopedics, neurosurgery, oncology, cardiovascular, the core things that were very important economically to a lot of hospitals. And then with COVID, it's become those things plus telehealth, consumer experience, and so forth, and you know, digital connectivity with patient base. And for me, it's a great pleasure to hear you talk about sort of a lot of the traditional core concepts of we're going to be great in the core specialties, we're going to be great at treating our community, vaccines and wellness and prevention. We're also going to look at our catchment area in a very traditional way. You know, anecdotally, it's 20 miles, but whatever the number is, to make sure that we're really serving that catchment area magnificently well. And it's sort of, the other thing I loved hearing you talk about was, you know, population health is a great concept, but it's not necessarily a new concept. It's a different way of looking at some of the capitated concepts we looked at some time ago when HMOs and managed care really came to be. And so the perspective on it from someone who's led organizations and been in this for some time, to me, is incredibly refreshing. You know, and I want to thank you, Vince, for joining us today and love getting a chance to visit with you and hear your thoughts on these issues.
No, I appreciate you having me and the opportunity to, you know, brag a little about what we've done here in, at St. V's as well as Hartford Healthcare.
And let me ask you one last question. You'd mentioned it's the one Catholic health system, the Catholic hospital in the system. How does that work? How does that work day to day? Is that day to day irrelevant, but it comes into play in certain things with the ethical and religious directives, or how does that play into the system as a whole?
Yeah, you know, I'd say outside of the adherence of the religious directives, the cultures of Hartford Healthcare and St. Vincent's were very much alike. It's, you know, it's, you know, our focus on the patient, you know, treating the staff as, you know, human beings. One of the easy things for me was integrating the staff and the culture here within the Hartford Healthcare because they were so much alike.
Really, at the end of the day, when you get down to it, a great nurse, a great clinician is a great nurse, a great clinician, regardless whether they're at a for-profit system, a not-for-profit system, a community health system, or a Catholic health system. I mean, a great clinician is a great clinician. And one who cares is one who cares, regardless of what system.
Yeah. No, it's culture and it's the day-to-day blocking and tackling that make the difference.
Vince, I want to thank you for joining us. Pleasure visiting today. Thank you very much.
All right. You take care. Thank you.